Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. And you know, Kim, we're in the month of October. We have a Friday the 13th coming up and Halloween later this month.
I know it. Can you believe it?
I was going to invite folks, if you have a good Halloween story, send that to us. I think that would be interesting. We could feature it here on The Good Stuff on a future program. Just send it to Kim H. Burge, B-U-R-G-E, at gmail.com.
So if you have something, funny story. Any kind of Halloween, spooky story.
I think between now and Halloween sometime, I have a story about Seacha Hollow State Park up by Sisseton, South Dakota. So our friends out there in the Watertown area and Ortonville, Minnesota area will probably be familiar with that. We might even have a haunted Jesse James story.
Okay.
But not yet.
Well, that means Julie, probably everybody that listens at Ortonville, Minnesota, up there at KDIO, better be paying attention. They'll probably tell us how to really pronounce that name.
Well, I think it is Seacha.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a Lakota name.
Okay.
Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. This area is home to many of America's most astute ranchers, reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets, purebred beef cattle leaders, top-notch horse operations, and leading sheep producers. That's right, Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Indeed, that's right. Okay, Mike, you've got those. I've got I've got a poem called Drought Survivors. It's by Don Hilmer. So should I start off with that?
And then I think so.
All right, we'll start there. This is again called Drought Survivors. For them, it's not the first dry spell and likely not the last. But when it's done, when moisture comes, they won't forget the past. They can't for sure remember when the present drought began, and they'll hesitate to estimate just when it's going to end. It's been this way for many a day for folks here on the plains. They work through dawn till the heat comes on, seek shade and pray for rain. Like their parents did before them, when they came to tame this land, they'll wait it out till moisture comes, then make another stand. They'll all be thankful in the spring when showers come rolling by. They'll think about those prairie fires and that prairie fire sky. When summer comes, they'll put up hay and then rebuild the herd. They'll prove to that old banker they intend to keep their word. They'll plant more trees to catch more snow and build another dam to hold the moisture when it melts and do it all by hand. They'll graze some grass and leave some grass to help restore their wells and fill the air when moisture comes with pleasant prairie smells. Then some guy buys 10 acres and decides to build a home, gets cactus in his tennis shoes. But the realtor called it loam. He says, I'm a rancher, on my gate is a buffalo skull. I'm going to cross my Jersey cow with the Longhorn Holstein bull. His house is on a hilltop. There's no water in his well. They're into another drought by then, and the weather's hot as well. He says that they should pave the road and put in lawns so fine. And also, while he's at it, he requests a water line. He says, you got the water there, right there across the fence. You shouldn't be so selfish. I'm going to dig a trench. So he begins his lawsuit, making him stoop and bow, and sues the school district too. Wants a bus route, here and now. The bus route pushed the taxes up, so he says, I just can't do it. I was going to be a rancher, but for me, this drought just blew it. While waiting for this drought to end, I'm moving back to town, and when it's done, when moisture comes, I'll buy a piece of ground. With his tennis shoes and buffalo skull, he heads back into town, and the well caves in, and the weeds grow up, and the house starts falling down. He'll live on unemployment checks till the droughty spell relaxes. Then the banker takes 10 acres, and guess who pays the taxes? But for them, it's not the first dry spell and likely not the last. And when it's done, when moisture comes, they'll not forget the past. That's Don Hilmer. He wrote that in 2007.
Well, thanks for sharing that today.
Yeah, an interesting perspective.
It sure is. And again, folks, if you have items to send to us, the email address is kimhburge@gmail.com. That's Kim, middle initial H is in Hill, and Burge, burge@gmail.com. Send those to us. We might be able to feature them one day right here on The Good Stuff.